We begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know about you, but I think a lot of people were bothered by the story Jesus told. Where is the justice in the decision of the landowner? How fair is it to pay someone who's there at the break of dawn, works all day in the heat, the same wage you pay someone who only worked for 1 hour? Equal pay for equal work, right? It's what makes people angry sometimes when there seems to be preferential hiring for minorities or women, or some people don't like food stamps. In fact, they're getting drastically cut from our budget, apparently, because they feel it isn't fair. And they would say, well, we know that it's not a level playing field. Everyone doesn't start with the same opportunities, but it doesn't feel fair. There's something inside of us, maybe the Protestant work ethic we were talking about yesterday as we were working, something that tells us that you should only be paid if you work. Well, we could dismiss this story, except that it's Jesus' story. And many people look at the landowner as the character in the story and think of God. So we have to deal with it. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, we often have the same problem with God. We feel that God, like the landowner, does things that are not fair. In God's world, for instance, a person could be a criminal all his life, and then on his deathbed, he could have a sudden change of heart and be saved. You think of the thief on the cross. You know, Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Or think of how Jesus gathered his friends. I mean, he had friends that were probably fairly honest, like the fishermen. Then he had friends that were tax collectors, and I think they might be more thought of like a drug dealer today. And yet he called both of them friends. We read that God sends the rain on the just and the unjust alike. God is like the landowner because God gives us what we need, not what we deserve. And that is not fair, because we are probably feeling a lot more like those early risers who worked all day. And it doesn't seem fair that as we work and try to be the best Christians we can be, and the best family members, and the best citizens, that there shouldn't be something more for us than people who don't. Even Peter, the disciple, in just before the verses in our gospel today, says to Jesus, he says, "Look, we've given up everything to follow you. What is our reward?" If the reward is the same no matter what you do, where is the fairness? Well, it's a tricky story. And I want to suggest that one way maybe to see the truth that it's trying to tell us is in the way we look at the story. Maybe some of you have seen an aerial view of your home, you know, from a satellite image on Google Maps. And you can get pretty close. You can see the trees, you can see the cars, you can see the neighbor's house. It's a close-up view. I think that one problem is that those early risers that worked all day could only see life from that close-up view, where they constantly noticed their neighbors and compared themselves to their neighbors. Now, we know it's always dangerous to get into that game of comparing yourself. I mean, you might be perfectly happy with your cell phone, and then your friend gets an iPhone 10, and you think, "Ugh, I wish I had the money to get that." Or maybe you like your house, and then friends invite you over for dinner, and they've just remodeled theirs, and you go home thinking, "Oh, I wish we had the money to do that." Or maybe you feel pretty satisfied with the way you're able to juggle all the responsibilities you have in life. And then you see that your friend excels in everything he does, and you think, "That's not fair. I am working hard. How come I don't succeed in everything I try to do?" Comparing never brings us joy and makes us bitter and resentful and sometimes a little arrogant, like the early risers felt when they looked at the latecomers. Well, what if we, as we're taking this aerial picture, what if we zoom out the way you can on Google Maps? And then our house is just a little dot, and it looks like everybody else's, and, you know, because we're seeing the whole city. And when we do that, maybe that is a way to approach this story, to look at it through the eyes of the landowner or through the eyes of God. Because actually, these early risers who felt so much better than the latecomers were no different. They were all day laborers. And in Jesus' culture, in his society, they were very poor. They had no land, so they had no job, and they had no economic usefulness or purpose in life. And in fact, slaves were in a better position than day laborers, because at least slaves knew they had a roof over their heads. So they are completely at the mercy of the landowner, who finds them. You know, he goes looking for them, and he finds them. He makes them, you know, an offer of a fair salary, and then he gives them the means to go home that night joyfully able to feed their families. These people that worked all day feel that they deserve something extra, but they already received it. They had a purpose. All day long that they worked, they knew that they had the confidence that they could eat that night. All day long, they knew they had a place, a purpose, a reason for being. So their reward was already given to them. They just couldn't see it. Now, if we look at the big picture of our lives, if we zoom out, we might begin to see that our feeling that we're, you know, the long workers, the ones that work hard, the good Christians, in a way, we are no different than others, because we are also trapped, not in poverty the way the day laborers were. We're trapped in selfishness, and we keep making messes, and we don't know how to stop. But God finds us, like the landowner, and gives us a gift. God gives us Jesus. And now Jesus is the one who did do the heavy lifting. He did have a life that was full of love. He did die a painful death. And we all receive the same reward that only Jesus earned. We all are lifted up to a new life. We all receive salvation. We all get not what we earned or not what we deserved, but by the grace of Christ, we get what we really need, and that is to be saved. Well, when we look at our lives that way, if we can, then it puts a whole new light on everything we do. Everything looks different. For instance, our jobs. We don't have to feel that our jobs are only drudgery, whether they're at home, at the office, at school, because they take on new meaning. Every dish we wash, every child we hold, every email we send, every paper we write, every word we speak has meaning. Now, one day, we will receive the reward of eternal life that Jesus won for us. But today and now, we have a calling, we have a purpose, and we have the privilege of knowing that as we go through our lives, we have the pleasure of God, because we are working side by side with Christ to bring the kingdom of God, in which everyone is cared for, down to earth. Now, I don't want to suggest that we should just forget about unfairness and injustice. I don't think that's what this parable is saying. I belong to a group of Christian women, some African Americans, some Caucasian, and we meet to talk. And after the verdict of the Stockley trial, we met to talk. And we were talking about the prevalence of guns in the city. And one black woman said, "I own two guns." And another said, I don't own a gun, but I'm going to get one. And then she talked about how her relative had had to respond to an armed robbery in his own home. "I don't feel I need a gun in my neighborhood," But the fact that so many people do is an unfairness, an injustice. And the world is full of these injustices and these sufferings. Some of them are unavoidable, but most of them are due to our own greed, our own racism, our own selfishness. And God doesn't remove them. But here's where the parable helps us. In all of this difficult and unfair world, there is one who loves it. There is one who is working within it, and that is God. God, like the landowner, is with us in this challenging life. And God, like the landowner, is always there, seeking us out to bless us and to empower us to be a blessing to others. Amen.